And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, forgetting to unmute his microphone. There we go. Solid conservative and just plain unmuted. All right, there we go. Hey, I got a caller on the line. Is that Allie? Allie from Athens. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, and I've got a cool childhood Christmas tradition.
All right, what you got?
My dad was a Boeing engineer that lived through the Depression, and he and my mom worked super hard to make life wonderful for us. And what my dad used to do, he didn't want to pay $8 for a real Christmas tree. And so there was a feed and feed chain in the Northwest that was called Chubby and Tubby, which probably wouldn't fly in this era of Wolf World.
Yeah.
And what he used to do would be to get two spindly trees, and he would lash them together, and then he would also drill diagonal holes into the trunk of the tree to fill them out so that it looked like the coolest Christmas tree ever, and paid, a farthing for it.
Huh. That's ingenious. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, and we never knew that. We just thought, yeah, we've got the coolest Christmas trees, but he was not about to pay full price. Just saying.
Yeah, just saying, and that's there's probably wisdom mixed up in that too. Hey, thank you, my friend. Hey, Merry Christmas to you, by the way.
Same to you, my dear. Bye bye.
All right, bye bye. Got a couple of others that also text in. Oh, there's that. We got Mimi from Arab texted in, said their new tradition is they call it charity bingo. Each family member secretly donates to a worthy charity and writes a synopsis of their charity and places their descriptions in a secret bag. We play bingo. Each winner draws from the secret bag and reads the name of the donor and the charity description. So I've never seen our teenage children, our teenage grandchildren, so excited about gift exchange as they are now. Mimi from Arab. I love that. That's very cool. I had another one down here. Where'd it go? Rita from Scottsboro. She says, we open our gifts on Christmas Eve night. Before any gifts are distributed or open, we get out the Bible and we read aloud the true Christmas story. I love that. You know, I spent several years in youth ministry full-time, and that was one of our Christmas traditions, was kind of like, you know, the thing at the house where I'd had the long nightgown and the candle.
Yeah.
I used to come out at we called it club. Young Life had club. I used to come out at Young Life Club for the Christmas club. And I would sit down in the chair with my nightcap and my nightshirt on and the candle, and I would read everybody the Christmas story by candlelight.
Cool.
So, yeah, very cool.
That's really cool.
A couple more before we go to the break. Golly, where'd it go? I got so many texts on the line right now. I got Jay from Hartzell.
Yep.
Christmas is a tradition in its own. You get to see the best in people, and what could be the sentiment was carried throughout the rest of the year. And what could be if the sentiment was carried throughout the rest of the year? I agree with that. You know, that's one thing I did hear somebody say, I think it was a pastor, said just in the last couple of days, that you do wish this sentiment would last all year long, but you know what? We'll take what we can get. So, I agree with that, Jay. Good stuff. Golly, bum. All right, folks, listen, you want to text in your Christmas traditions. We're about to switch gears. We're going to head into one of our favorite segments, Adventures in Woke World. Oh, it's going to be full. And I'm telling you, this is where I say, I have looked through the news and I've resourced this thing. I've got some stories that'll curl your hair. Some will make you mad. Others will make you laugh. Some will make you roll your eyes. I've got a vast cornucopia, a veritable buffet, a plethora, if you will, a charcuterie of wokeness that we're going to cover down on in the last half hour of the show. It's pretty good.
It is good.
Boomer, you saw all the stories, right?
I did. It's definitely a good one.
Like just a few teasers here. So you may want to know that Stanford University has released its guide to eliminate certain harmful languages in the English lexicon, words that just shouldn't be used. How many Alabama reporters are having a meltdown about Elon Musk at Twitter? Or how about the fact that the Irish government is moving to dramatically cut the number of cattle that are allowed on the island of Ireland? Or the Antifa member who ran violent Colorado Twitter accounts is now revealed to be a furry journalist. He's a furry.
Boy. One of furries. Furries.
I don't understand that. That is like the weirdest sort of phenomenon I've ever seen. It goes on and on from there, folks. All right, listen. We got more. We're coming right back, the final half hour. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative. Just plain right. Throwing down across the ground in the northern part of our state. I'm talking about down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi. Thrown in just for good measure. Hey, let me just tell you real quick, by the way, before I go too much further, there is a real push right now to get people back in the workforce. I mean, we're talking about unemployment is low, but yet labor participation is also low, and that's bad. There's still too many people out there that have not re-engaged. If you're looking for a job, if you realize it's time for you to get back to work and you haven't been at work, or you just want to find a new job, ZLA Solutions, man, they've been with us since this show started. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. They've got all kinds of jobs listed on their website right now at big-name employers all over the northern part of our state, really in multiple states. But ZLA Solutions, they can help you as an employer to also fill out the ranks of your workforce. Man, I'm telling you, that's their bread and butter. They do a lot of business solutions, but staffing, that's their big one. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary, blue-collar, white-collar, no-collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions. These are friends of mine. They've been with the show since the very beginning, and they are doing an epic good job at getting people and jobs lined up. Check them out at ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Well, listen, this is a section of the show that I love doing. This is too much fun. We got a sound effect for this one. Hit it, Boomer.
Adventures in Woke World.
First story out the gate is the one that's going to inflame the passions of the right side ruffians in our audience. All right, so story on Fox News dated today's date. Stanford, that is Stanford University, Stanford releases its guide to eliminate harmful language, and it cautions against calling U.S. citizens American. It's the Elimination of Harmful Language Initiative, which was revealed in May as a multi-phase, multi-year project to address harmful language at Stanford. The guide said the goal is to eliminate, quote, many forms of harmful language, including racist, violent, and biased language. And it goes on to talk about all the different kinds of slurs you can use. There are 10 versions, categories, if you will, of harmful language. They have them categorized as ableist, ageism, colonialism, culturally appropriative, gender-based, imprecise language, institutionalized racism, person-first, violent, and additional. I don't know what additional. What else could there be?
Additional.
They covered all the woke categories. I'm not sure what's left. Among the words the university urges people to avoid in the imprecise language section is the term American. I kid you not, Booms.
Listen, I just saw that on the TV. They knew you were about to talk about it.
Was it up on the screen?
It was on the right screen just a second ago, right when we were coming in.
You know, sometimes I feel like Fox looks at my Twitter feed to find out what's going to be on the show today, and they try to run parallel.
That's what they do.
I'm just saying. People are instead asked to use U.S. citizen because American typically refers to people from the United States only, thereby insinuating the U.S. is the most important country in the Americas. You're Stanford freaking university in the freaking United States of freaking America. How about you remember that? Other terms that are deemed harmful are the words like abort. Child prostitute should be replaced with child who has been trafficked. Karen. Karen is somebody's name. Karen is replaced with demanding or entitled white woman. So that's better.
So my mom doesn't like to be referred to as her name, Karen.
Your mom is not a demanding or entitled white woman.
No, but she
but you
said
are
that
a cis white male.
I am a cis white male.
You are a cis white male. Oh God! Under the ableist section, they should urge people to use accessible parking instead of handicap parking. Accessible. Well, then how do you define? Are they gonna stop painting the wheelchair? Is it gonna stop being blue? I mean, listen. There's a Kmart in my area that's got like the whole entire front half of the parking lot are all blue spaces. You have to park like 60 yards away from the door. So what are they going to do? They're going to make it assisted, accessible parking, I guess. You have to say died by suicide, not committed suicide. You have to say anonymous review instead of a blind review. You have to say unenlightened as opposed to tone deaf. I mean, this is... And by the way, they don't want you to say brave, but they don't give you an alternative means. Just stop saying it. Just don't even say brave. Just Just suck it up, man.
Just take it out of the vocabulary. Yeah.
In the gender-based section, pronouns should be used as opposed to preferred pronouns because the word preferred suggests that non-binary gender identity is a choice and a preference, not something you're born with. My God.
Wow. I'm just saying,
I'm just literally looking at this and going, these people, and by the way, I wonder how many, is Stanford a public university or private? Do you know? This is just unreal. Next story. Next story from a sourcing that I've never used before, the dailyfetched.com. Dailyfetched. Anyway, the Great Reset, Irish government moves to dramatically cut cattle and car numbers for the green agenda. You heard me. The Irish government has announced plans to dramatically cut the country's cattle and car numbers to fight, because you know, Boomer, cow flatulence is a big, big deal.
Right.
I mean,
the cow flatulence.
Cow flatulence can tear up some ozone. You know what I'm saying?
It can.
I mean, I've been around a few cows. They can tear up some ozone, but the idea that we have to get rid of them. So the reduction would see there being 600,000 fewer cattle in Ireland by the end of the decade. 600,000 fewer. The Irish government is also targeting cars with a draft proposal demanding the number of automobiles on the road are cut by 1/5 by 2030. They're not just going, by the way, for, you know, they're not just going for the idea of turning you into driving a electric vehicle. They just want you to stop driving. And now you can't use your, you know, ox cart either because there's no cows. I just thought of that. That was pretty funny. How about this one? Have you heard about that thing where some people call themselves furries? First of all, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. You're not a cat. You're not a dog. All right? You're not. I was talking to a family member this past weekend at one of our Christmas gatherings who was talking about the fact that there are schools right now, schools where they are allowing litter boxes in the bathrooms to accommodate some of the teenagers who identify as furries.
Got to have those litter boxes.
Yeah. They got that going on in Nashville right now, don't they?
They did. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Those litter boxes in the bathrooms.
In the bathrooms.
Because the furries need the litter boxes.
Well, that's... So, first of all, if you're a person who goes into a bathroom to squat in a litter box, you're an idiot. And maybe you shouldn't be in a public school. You might need... There was a time and a place where we looked at that as being a mental health issue, and now we're going to accommodate it.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, Antifa, the Post-Millennial reports, Antifa member who ran a violent Colorado Twitter account has now been revealed to be a furry journalist. The individual who created the Colorado Springs Antifa Twitter account, which was suspended from Twitter on Saturday, thank you, Elon Musk, has been identified as a far-left furry transgender activist and a former high school teacher who boasted of using their military experience to basically mess things up. I won't say exactly the way they say it. Let me get this straight. I want to read that again. Colorado Springs Antifa Twitter account. The creator of that has now been identified as a far-left furry transgender act. So that means he thinks he's a female cat when he's really a male cat? Is that what's happening there?
Yes. He now is a female cat instead of a male.
I just feel like I need to go take a shower
human.
After reading these stories. Anyway. So, yeah, on Sunday, the Post-Millennial's Andy Ngo tweeted, breaking, the Antifa member who ran the violent Twitter account of the Colorado Springs cell of Antifa is a trans furry. You're like multiple levels of messed up.
A trans furry.
You're a trans furry. You're not just a furry. You're a trans furry. I mean, so basically, he doesn't know which litter box to use. He should be allowed to use the litter box that matches his self-professed identity at the moment. That's where we are, folks. That's some of the madness. That's the Hunger Games right there coming into our situation.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Do I have a caller on the line real quick?
You got a caller,
I apologize, man. I'm just rattling on about furries and litter boxes and madness and wokeness. Line one, Thomas from Athens. Hey, Thomas, how you doing?
Yeah, this is a kind of a fun thing, but some serious. I think I caught on Steve Hilton show about EIGs using non-governmental organizations (NGOs) to police free speech under grants from an organization called the CISA, the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Systems Agency, multiple million-dollar grants to Stanford University, University of Washington, an organization called Graphica, a company called Graphica, and we're talking about tens of millions of dollars that are going to shut down free speech through third-party NGOs.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
But you know what? If you had told me this a few years ago, I'd said, come on. But now I'm like, you know, I believe it. I believe it's happening.
Yeah, look up CISA. Look up this new agency. They got a bunch of people, and they're giving a lot of government money, your tax dollars, at work to shut down your free speech.
Wow. All right.
And that's why you get this stuff from Stanford, like you've just been reading off, is the same bunch.
Ugh. Thomas, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate the heads up. I will check that one out. Man. Hey, one more before the break. Here's one for you. By the way, if you can't pass school, just go have a protest and demand an A. That's where we are. HumanEvents.com, story came out 3 days ago. Students at New York Liberal Arts College demand an A grade for everyone. I don't think it even takes into account your attendance. I mean, did you show up? I don't know. Give them an A. Students at the private New York City Liberal Arts College called The New School are demanding that professors give every student an A grade for the semester as part of a rebellion against the school's leadership. How about disenroll these jokers? I mean, you hucksters, what do you think is going to happen in life? The dispute began when students occupied the school's university center on December 8th as a show of solidarity for faculty members who had gone on strike. And so they thought, well, if they're striking for better wages, we should strike for better grades. And so here we are. Despite the strike ending on December 10th, students then decided to publish their own set of demands, including A's for all students. We demand that every student receives a final course grade of A. You know what? I need to read that in a snowflake voice. We demand every student receives a final course grade of A, as well as the removal of any low grades for the fall 22 semester. Attendance shall have no... Oh, there it is. Attendance shall have no bearing. Yes. This is the future leadership of your nation, right there. All right, tell you what, Boomer, take us to a break, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll take the break. We'll come right back, wrap this up. I'm not even going to get to all the wokeness. Folks, I got too much. There's too much wokeness in the world. What's happening with the Ohio teacher who was forced out after refusing to affirm a gender identity in one of his students? Or how about the fact that the court has ruled that boys can continue dominating girls' sports up in Connecticut? The wokeness continues. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you, the weather getting cold like it is this week, what a great opportunity for you to just make a trip to Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road out in Madison towards City Hall, the other one on South Parkway in Huntsville. Yeah, listen, this is the time. If you're thinking, you know what, I need a break, especially if you're one of those who works from home, listen, you can take the laptop there, use their Wi-Fi. They actually set it up so that you can have a place to hang out if you want to just hang out there for a bit. You don't have to, like, come and go. And literally, take a break during the day. Go get you the giant cup of cappuccino. I like all their coffees, lattes, espressos. They got the dry roast award-winning coffees. They can grind the beans fresh. But every once in a while, I likes me a big old cup of cappuccino, and I will just say that that is some good stuff. So, yeah, think about it. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. So worth checking out. And by the way, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. Hey, we're in the last segment of the day here. I'm not going to have time to cover all my stuff, Boomer. I mean,
no, you have a lot of stuff right there.
I got carried away. I think actually, you know what? There's so much woke in the world. How could I not have a stack?
That's exactly what it is.
Here's one, National Review. You know, Dr. Rachel Levine. That's formerly Richard Levine, now Rachel Levine, the one that likes to wear the admiral's dress. Biden's assistant health secretary, who aggressively advocates for medicalized gender transitions for minors, said of his own transition, "I have no regrets because if I had transitioned when I was young, then I wouldn't have my children. I can't imagine life without my children." Has it occurred to him, the article asks, that some of the children who he's encouraging to undergo sterilizing drugs and surgeries might later regret and not have the possibility of childhood or parenthood, excuse me, because of his own advice? What a great point. I mean, for the love. How about this one? Oregon. Brother, how come I keep bringing up Oregon? It's just
Oregon is just a little crazy right now.
I'm just saying Oregon. It's mostly the left side of Oregon. Well, that's a pun. The west side of Oregon. The coastal region of Oregon. I mean, east of the Cascades is like Alabama.
Just the big, giant cities.
Yes, exactly. RedState.com reports that Oregon decriminalized hard drugs for personal use and opts to stay the course despite the fact that they're having soaring overdose deaths. I mean, come on, people. Don't you see what you're doing to your own state? They decriminalized heroin, meth, fentanyl, and other hard drugs as long as it's for personal use, and their overdoses have skyrocketed, and yet they just decided to go ahead and maintain the policy and not recant that law. And so basically what they're doing is they're sentencing the people to more overdose deaths. That's the governance right now in Oregon. It's no wonder that multiple counties in eastern Oregon recently voted to have the right to secede to Idaho. They did. Like, how many was it, Boomer? Like a dozen counties in eastern Oregon all wanted to secede and go to Idaho. Is that right?
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
cut it all out.
They call it the Western Idaho Project or something like that. I forgot what they call it, but wow. Well, hey, listen. I mean, I've got more on here. I'm not going to be able to get to them all, but I will tell you this: the stand we have to take continues. All right, do not lose sight of the fact that this is a world in which woke is going to keep trying to do its thing. It's up to conservatives to not sit quietly. Don't sit quietly. It's like I said earlier too. Don't be risk averse. Don't think for a second that if you just sit quiet and let them be what they want to be. No, at some point, if they got furries using litter boxes in your kid's school, you got to say something. At some point, if they've got you're paying good tuition for your kids to go to a college that wants to then tell people they can't use the word American because it might be offensive, you got to say something. I mean, it's just, we can laugh, we can roll our eyes, but at some point, we may have to say something, and that's just where we are. Hey, last couple things I got for you. I do have to tell you this. The folks over at Riley and Jackson Law Firm have been sponsoring this show, and they are also, by the way, folks that I know personally. I've worked with them on issues. I've worked with them on cases, and they are good at what they do. And they're not just good on the law. They're good on politics, if you know what I'm saying. But Riley and Jackson, they're based out of Birmingham, but they work statewide, and they are working this Camp Lejeune water contamination thing. So if you have been in a position where you were at Camp Lejeune for any period of time, from 1953 to 1987, you may indeed qualify. They will not charge you for reviewing your case. They will not get paid unless they get a claim paid for you. Here's their number, Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. That's Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. Hey, I'm going to end on this as the music begins playing. I want to thank all of you who sent in your traditions. Darlene from Decatur had the one that I don't think I could read out the entire thing because it would tear me up. But I love the fact that her family still remembers every year her son Josh, who was killed in Afghanistan in 2009. Oh, boy. They give each other what they call Josh gifts to remember him by, things that would sort of memorialize who he was to their family. What a beautiful, sweet tradition. Darlene, thank you for sharing that with us. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Back again tomorrow. Should have the Grand Council at 4 o'clock. You're going to want to be here. Boomer and I back at 2. We'll see you then.